Good morning, everyone. This is Pastor Ian from PGC. Thank you for joining us for our English worship service. Today, we're talking about gifts. Now, when you give a gift, what type of process do you have to know how much to give them or how little to give them? Sometimes people decide based off of how close they are to a person. Is this a friend, family friend? Is this your brother, the brother that you like? Is this somebody getting married? There are different rules that are kind of written into our culture about what is an appropriate form of gift for us to be giving to people. You wouldn't give the same gift for your sister's wedding as you would to, you know, a friend that you've had at school for a couple of years. They invited you to their birthday party, and you just want to be friendly to them, but you don't really want to send them too strong of a signal. For people who are dating, oftentimes that can be an interesting question of how much do we spend on a gift for one another? Many couples insist on not giving gifts for each other because they want to save money for different reasons. Oftentimes, the closeness of our relationships can actually help us understand how much to give as a gift. But also, sometimes different relationships have different expectations. There are some friends of ours who give gifts where you didn't realize that you should give them a gift because, you know, some groups of friends, you just don't give gifts for certain holidays, maybe for a birthday, but sometimes you're just not close with your friends that way. But the moment that somebody gives you a gift, then you have that feeling in your stomach where you're like, oh, maybe I should be giving them a gift this year when you didn't really know about it to begin with. My first year of university was the first year I really had money, and that was the year when I first started buying gifts for people that I knew. Previously, I wouldn't buy people gifts because I didn't have any money. Instead, I would do things like have a party, make food, do things like that. And that's also another way that we determine how much we should give to people as a gift, because if you don't have anything, it's really hard for you to give. And oftentimes people put themselves into debt, especially around the holiday season, because they give gifts when they don't have much money to even support themselves. Today we're talking about tithing, because tithing is an important part of what it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ, to be supporting the local church, to be giving back to God. It's an important part of our relationship with God. It shows how we trust Him. It shows what He has done in our lives and our response to His generosity. My hope is that today we will be able to answer three primary questions. The first one is, what is tithing? The second, why do we do it? And the third, how much are we expected to give? So the first question, what is tithing? Tithing is not giving money to the church. It's not the church taking your hard-earned cash. Tithing is actually us returning to God His portion, something that He is owed. And when we think about it that way, it puts it in a different bit of a connotation, because if we turn to Leviticus chapter 27, verse 30, it reads like this. It says, every tenth of the land's produce, grain from the soil, or fruit from the trees belongs to the Lord. It is holy to the Lord. What it is saying here is that there's actually a percentage of what we all have that is God's, that God has claimed as His own, being that He is the creator of the universe and also the one who has given us life. That He says, that is my portion. So it's not us giving to God, but it's actually us returning to God something that is His, something that He is owed. Practically speaking, what happens when we tithe is we take a percentage of our income and we return it to God, specifically to the local church. Tithing is not all the money that you give to the church in terms of offering. Tithing is a certain amount that you set aside ahead of time where you decide this is how much of a percent of our income we are going to be giving back to God, the portion that He is owed. In the Old Testament, this meant that people would take from whatever they had. It meant that they would give their livestock, their grain. It wouldn't be just restricted to money, but if people had money, then they could do that. It's about us returning to God something so that He can use it for His glory and for His kingdom. The passage that we are looking at today specifically is from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 1 to 15. So if you turn there, you can follow along with me as I'm describing the Apostle Paul and how he is explaining tithing to another church. Basically, what has happened is that there's this church that has agreed to be supporting the people in Jerusalem. They've decided to give back to God something that was his, to return the favor, so to speak, for his blessing, for his goodness to them. And specifically, the Apostle Paul mentions in chapter 9, verse 9 to 12, it says, as it is written, he distributed freely, he gave to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. Now the one who provides seed for the sower and bread for food will also provide and multiply your seed and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way for all generosity which produces thanksgiving to God through us. For the ministry of this service is not only supplying the needs of the saints, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God. What the Apostle Paul is saying is that actually a tithe, the returning of God's blessing, is a way of us expressing thankfulness to him. It's saying, thank you, God, for giving us our job. Thank you, God, for giving us our life. Thank you, God, for giving us our relationship with you. Thank you for every good gift that you have given me. And so this is my way of saying, thank you, Lord. A tithe isn't the same thing as a pre-authorized debit transaction that you have because you have Netflix or because you have to pay off your credit card. So you have to do it. It's part of your bill. Tithing is actually a way of us expressing to God how thankful we are for our life. So you see how that's different from us thinking that money is, that tithing is just giving money to the church. Because a tithe isn't everything that we give. Different times the church will have special offerings specifically for missions. Or there may be times when you have a little bit of extra pocket money and you just want to give it to the church because you want to say thank you, God, because you know that you want your money to be used to bless his people. When I was a kid, my mom would give me 50 cents every single Sunday to give to the church. It wasn't a whole lot, but it was something to remind me that this space wasn't just a place that I was occupying, that I was a visitor here, that it was important to be supporting the church. And that's what a tithe was. A tithe was a generosity. It was something that we do for God as a response to what he has done for us. So that's the first thing. What is tithing? It's not giving money to the church, because anybody can do that. Any person can fill out a blank check and say, here you go, $20,000 to the church because I feel generous today. It is the response to God's blessing and us returning some of what he has given to us specifically for him and for his kingdom's work. Number two, why do we do it though? Because we already know what it is, but why do we actually do it? Now, one thing that we have to clear up now is that we don't tithe because the church wants our money. And because I'm speaking to you right now, I'm basically trying to get as much money as I possibly can out of you. We're living in a world where it is normal for us to be having people in creative spaces like YouTube or Netflix or Twitch to be having Patreon accounts, to have Twitch subscribers, for people to be literally paying you. And for us as people who are putting out content on the internet, to be encouraging you to participate in the process, to subscribe to this particular channel, or to like and comment, to basically boost the ad revenue that we can possibly get from this particular video. We don't tithe because the church wants your money, because we need it, because we have to have it. We tithe because God loves us and we love him. That's why we tithe. In chapter 9, verse 10, it specifically says, now the one who provides seed for the sower and bread for food will also provide and multiply your seed and increase the harvest of your righteousness. And what it's saying is that God actually blesses us financially so that we can turn around and take what we've been given to bless others. So when we look at it as not something that is the church trying to get our cash, but us as trying to thank God for what he has done and to bless his people, it's a sign that we actually love God. Because if we love God, then we love the people that he cares about, which are the poor, the downtrodden, the widows and the orphans. It is a response to God saving us, for his dealing with our sin by getting rid of it, by giving us Jesus Christ. These are things that God has already supplied us with without asking for anything. His gift of grace, which is undeserved favor and blessing, These are things that God gives us. And our response to that is to say, we love you, Lord. Thank you for your gift. We tithe because it is the natural expression of our heart. Now, in this particular section, the church in Corinth was taking up an offering to give to the people of Jerusalem. This is a group of Gentile people, people who are not Jews, supporting a Jewish congregation in Jerusalem, supporting the poor. Because the local church is actually working for the benefit of the people. When we have the church working, it's not just serving one particular group that's very small and isolated. The mission of the church in the world, the local church, is to bless the community around it, to invest in the people, to bless the people in a way that we would imagine Jesus Christ would want us to bless them. It's the local church. And the local church does need support, but we don't give because the church needs it. We give because we love God, because God loves a cheerful giver, which is what the Apostle Paul says specifically in verse 7. It says, every person should do as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or out of compulsion, since God loves a cheerful giver. God loves it when we give. He is happy. He is overjoyed when he sees us giving to the church, giving to charity, giving to those who have needs, and he loves it. And so our response to that is to say, well, if God really loves it, then that's what I'll do. Imagine for a second you're in a relationship with someone and you know that more than anything, they cannot stand it when there are dirty dishes. That just the sight of dirty dishes in the sink makes them want to pull their hair out. And you know that they love nothing more than to wake up in the morning, walk to the kitchen and see not a dirty plate or dish in sight. Now, as a person in that relationship, what should you do? My advice would be to make sure those dishes are clean because you know how much they love it when they see it. Now, anybody could clean a dish for any particular reason. You could be annoyed at it and be like, well, I just might as well clean the dishes because I don't want to deal with this anymore. But there's a difference between doing it because you want to, doing it because you have to, and doing it because you love the person who'd appreciate it most. But also there's something we need to clear up, because in this passage in 2 Corinthians, there's a verse that is often taken out of context when it comes to giving. In chapter 9, verse 6, the Apostle Paul writes, he says, the point is this, the person who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and the person who sows generously will also reap generously. This verse is taken out of context to mean that when we give to the church, when we give to God, then he will bless us materially equal to or greater to what we have actually given. What happens is that the tithe no longer becomes the generous gift of love, but instead it becomes an investment opportunity. And if you want to invest your money in a way that will have some type of meaningful return, that's your business. But that's not what giving to the church is. We don't give to God. We don't return to him what he is owed, so that way we can get an investment, a return on what we have given. We don't give to get more. That actually what this verse is saying is that God is able to support us, and that when we trust him with our resources, when we trust him with what little or what great amounts we have, that we are actually showing to the world that we trust that God will take care of us. I've had periods in my life when I've had a job and been able to tithe. And I've also had periods in my life when I didn't have a regular job and God was able to provide for me. Now, that doesn't mean that because I tithe when I had money, that God then, of course, looked back and he's like, well, Pastor Ian gave this amount of money when he had this amount when he was coming in. So that means that when he doesn't have a job, I'm going to support him. This isn't EI. This is not a return on your investment. What it is saying is that if you trust God with what little you have, then he will respond to bless you materially, potentially. But that's not the point. God has blessed us with our resources. Every single dollar we have is because God has given us this day. He has blessed us with this job. He has blessed us with these gifts. Those are the blessings that we already have. So whenever someone points at this particular verse and says, see, God says that if you in particular, sow generously, you will reap generously. So if you give 10%, you're going to give back, you're going to get back 100 times as much. That's not what this verse is saying. So why do we give? We give because we love God and because we want to love his people, to support his people. And because, yes, the local church does need our support to be able to have ministry in our community, to serve those people who are in need. Okay, and now the question you've all been waiting for. Okay, Pastor Ian, I already know. I've been told what tithing is. I know why I should do it because, you know, I love God and because I want to support him. Okay, but how much? Brass tacks, tell me how much. 10% is not the amount that you have to give as a tithe. At which point some people are like, whew, man, I thought 10% is just, it was too much for me. I don't know if I can stomach it. And then there's the other half that's like, what do you mean? I'm not supposed to give 10%? How much am I supposed to give? Am I supposed to give more? Less? I don't know. I'm freaking out here. Just tell me how much to give so I can do it. Now, in the verse that I read earlier from Leviticus chapter 27, we specifically see that God says 10% is owed to me. And that's where we find in the Old Testament a bit of discrepancy between how God wants to be blessed. Because in some places he says specifically 10%. He sets the floor. He's like, the number I give you is 10%. He says this in Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 22, where he specifically says, each year you are to set aside a tenth of all the produce grown in your fields. He's saying, set aside 10%, specifically that amount. He says, at the end of every 3 years, bring a tenth of all your produce for that year and store it within your city gates. He's basically saying, these are the 10% that we're pulling out. 10%, that's what I'm asking you for. But as we read on in the Old Testament, God actually has a different way of looking at it. In Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 17, he says, everyone must appear with a gift suited to his means, according to the blessing the Lord your God has given you. So what we see here is specifically God saying 10% for the Lord. And then here he says, bring a gift suited to your means. So basically what that means is give as you are able. 10% is the floor. We're just giving it to you as a suggestion. But actually it can be more than that. There's a story in Luke's gospel, Luke chapter 21, where there's a woman who specifically gives 3 coins, as all of these rich people are giving way more in terms of financial value than she is. And Jesus is pointing to this woman and saying she is giving from her heart because she is giving to God all that she has. So as a percentage of her income, she's actually trusting God with more than the rich, even though the rich are giving more money. What it's telling us is that 10% is a guide. But really what God is looking for is he is looking for a generous heart. What we see here in 2 Corinthians is we see a problem where the Corinthian church had a really, really good idea. The good idea was, let's support the church in Jerusalem. But at this point, they're starting to grumble a little bit where they're like, oh man, now I actually have to do it. And the Apostle Paul in verse 3 says, I'm sending the brothers so that our boasting about you in this matter would not prove empty and so that you would be ready just as I said. Verse 4, otherwise, if any Macedonians come with me and find you unprepared, we, not to mention you, would be put to shame in that situation. Therefore, I considered it necessary to urge the brothers to go on ahead of you and arrange in advance the generous gift you promised so that it will be ready as a gift and not as an extortion. What the Apostle Paul is saying is, he's like, listen, you guys already made the promise of the money that you were going to give to Jerusalem. Honor that promise. But I'm going to give you a heads up so that way you can get it ready so that when I show up, it doesn't seem like I'm shaking you down for the money that you already promised to the church, that you already gave in your word to God. Now, when they're collecting the money, they're not literally saying, okay, we got to give a tenth of everything that we have to God. That wasn't how they determined how much they wanted to give. They decided to be generous, to give with a generous heart, and that was what was expected of them. The Apostle Paul is saying, listen, There is no backing out of this. People have heard of your generosity. They have heard of what you are looking to give, and they've been inspired themselves. So when we show up, have it ready, not just for my sake, although I will be embarrassed, but also for yours. So that way you don't look foolish and it doesn't look like I'm extorting you for money when you are generously pledging this money to God. That really what's not important is how much you give. What's more important is how you give. That if all you have in your life is 10%, that's all you can give to be able to keep everything afloat. And you're doing it because you love God and you want to support his church and you want to support his people, then give 10% and be glad. What's more important than how much you give is how you give it. Because if you're giving 50% of your income, and at the same time, you're like, man, that local church, they keep asking me for money. And that pastor, he better not say anything about this thing. I don't like it when he does that. Or they need to change the worship songs. Don't they know how much money I give to this church? Of those two scenarios, which one is God most pleased with? The person who gives 50%? The person who gives 10? What's important here is not the dollars and cents. What's important is your heart. So if all you have is enough to give 50 cents every single week, that's all you can afford, then give 50 cents and be glad and thank God when you do it. And if you can give $1 million every single week and you think to yourself, it's just not enough. God has blessed me too much and I'm not doing enough for him, then give more. It doesn't matter how many dollars you give. It matters on how many you keep back, how many you hold back, because you're worried that if I give, then I won't have enough. There was a time in my life when I was first challenged to tithe the first time I got a job. And my mentor told me 10%, give 10% of your income. And I can remember looking at my paycheck and thinking, I don't know if I can do that. I got to pay for university. I got to pay for the TVC. I got to pay for food. I don't know if I can do it. And I was challenged to double it, to not give 10%, but to give 20%. At which point you're like, well, that doesn't make any sense. How is it reasonable? If you don't even think you can give 10%, then to turn around and give 20%. It was a sign of my faith. And how much was I really willing to trust God if I couldn't even trust him with what little he had given me? What matters is why you were giving. How much? The easy answer is 10%, but that's just the floor. Start there. And if you look at your budget and you're like, you know what? We actually can afford to give more. We can afford to return to God more. Then by all means, do it. But start from that perspective of 10%. Sure, that's the easy answer. That's the floor. But the real question is, why are you doing it? Do you really love God? Do you trust him with what you have? Because if you do trust him with what he has given you, then you can trust him with your tithing. Just think about the situation that we talked about at the very beginning of the sermon, where we're talking about, you know, parties and about how it would be really strange if you went to your sister's wedding and you only gave like $50. Even though you had loads of money for other things. Or imagine it's your best friend in the world and you choose to bless them because you can. Imagine for a second how much God has done for us. Just think about it. God doesn't have any reason to save us other than the fact that he wants to, that it is his nature to love people. Think about how much you'd be willing to pay to have somebody save you from death. And God does it for free. He does it because he loves you. Tithing is the response of our heart to God's love. That when God loves us, our response is to say, Lord, thank you. Take what I have and use it for your glory. It's also about us buying into the mission of God. Because think about it for a second. Think about a product that you believe in. And then imagine if you're like, actually, I've never purchased it in the past. I just saw it online and I'm like, oh yeah, everybody should buy into this because I want you to enjoy it. And then someone says, well, have you actually purchased it? And they're like, no, I didn't want to waste my money on it. Okay, well, what are you talking about? That doesn't exactly exude confidence. If we believe that the gospel needs to be heard by everyone, if we believe that the mission of the church to make disciples, to baptize, to teach people about God, to help them in their walk and their relationship with Him, then are we putting our money where our mouth is? Or are we just saying it? Are we investing in the kingdom? Not investing for the sake of material return, but investing for the sake of spiritual blessings. And if we are in this position where we don't want to give because we are cheap, because every time we give a dollar, we're like, oh man, I could have spent that on something I actually wanted. Why do I have to keep doing this? Then stop. Don't give. Tithing is not about us donating money to the church. Tithing is about us generously returning to God what He has blessed us with. Anybody can give money to a church, to a charity, anybody can do it. That's not the same thing as tithing. Tithing is when your heart has been so captured by God that you think of Him and His kingdom and His people, and your heart's desire is to support them, to support His kingdom, to support His mission. But where do we go from here? When you're looking at your paycheck and you're thinking to yourself, how much can I afford to give? Instead, flip it around and say, how much can I really afford to keep? And if you don't have a job and you really don't have any way of tithing, but your parents give you some pocket money, or they give you an allowance, or maybe they don't give you anything unless you ask for it, then maybe you just ask them for some amount of money and then donate it to the church to return to God. To get into the habit, just like my mom gave me 50 cents. It wasn't my money, but it was creating in me a habit of giving back to God. Friends, our response to God's love cannot be to say, thank you, I'll take it and I'll leave it. Our response to His love must be to love Him, to thank Him for what He has done. Many people have misconceptions about tithing. Hopefully today you've been able to see that tithing is not just giving money to the church. That it's not just because the church wants your money. And it's not just 10%. But that really tithing is much more than that. That it's not about the dollars and the cents. But really it's about your heart. And if your heart has been so taken by God that you want to give back to Him. Let's pray together. Father, I pray that Your Spirit would be here with among us. I pray, Lord, that Your Holy Spirit would move our hearts to love You. That in response to Your goodness and Your mercy and Your grace, that we would be moved to return back to You what is already owed to You. We thank You, Lord, for cheerful givers. And we pray, Lord, that if there are any among us who are not cheerful in their giving, who give because they have to, or because their parents tell them to, or because they know that it is something that You're supposed to do, my prayer, Lord, is that You would be blessing them spiritually to show them that their need for You is priceless, and that what You love is to see cheerful hearts giving generously to support the people that You love and that You care for. I ask for these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.